Kirby and Josh.
Ooh. Oh, nice, nice, nice.
Nice.
Yeah, it was. It was a good show. It was a nice show. Nice moments like the Qantas had.
Yeah, that was nice. But we had a bone to pick with it, though.
Yeah,
all the reaction, I guess.
Everyone has been crying about it. They said that, like, over-dramatised on the project the other day. I was like, calm down.
You and I could make a sadder at.
Just about our lives, you know. People would be like, "Geez, this can't be. Is this fiction?"
Sad sack of potatoes, right there. Oh, speaking of potatoes, you tried potato milk.
Oh, gross! And it wasn't like because it wasn't legit potato milk.
No, I think it is how they make it.
I'm telling you, it's not. You literally just blend up a raw potato
with a bit of water. Yeah, you're welcome. At least you know now. You don't need to order it.
It just didn't. I feel like there's a tomorrow. You're gonna be like, ha ha ha. By the way, you got hepatitis, you know, like just something like that.
I wouldn't do that to you.
No, of course. Well, you did say you wanted to kill me on the show.
That was just that was a couple of lols. It was just a couple of lols. If something happens, it wasn't me.
Who am I? Got close.
Who am I? Yeah, look, it was bad on both ends, I reckon, at some stage. You put someone in that game that I don't think belonged, but that's okay.
Okay. Well, you were supposed to do it this week, and somehow I skipped out of it.
I forgot about that. Yeah, I will do it next week.
Yeah,
I will.
Okay.
I will do
see
it.
How you go.
Far out. Sorry
to tell you, besides the fact that Herbie wanted to kill me, it was a bit of fun.
Okay.
It was a bit of fun.
Will Josh be here tomorrow for this show?
Well, you'll know. The evidence is clear. You can listen to it all right now on the podcast. Herbs, we were just talking before that David Attenborough used to have the record for fastest person to reach 1 million followers on Instagram.
I remember it when he released the. Oh, I don't remember it, do I? The video. You know?
Wow.
But it was good.
It was
good.
So
very
he reached
memorable.
The target of 4 hours and 44 minutes. So he, you know, smashed it. Everyone was loving it.
Oh, he's
so
good.
He's just been beaten though.
Better be by someone bloody good
you
and who deserves
so.
It
yeah,
because it's
know?
David Attenborough, the king.
I know.
The greatest.
And he's got to have some record still intact. I'm sure he's got a few. Angelina Jolie become the fastest user to hit 1 million. Did in less than 3 hours, too. Smashed the record.
Why, though? Because I don't love Angelina. I don't know what it is. I've never met her. But personally, there's something I just can't get my head around.
The other funny thing about that is that Jennifer Aniston used to hold it before David Attenborough. So,
oh, like, no. I mean, so now I don't like that.
Even more. Like, between the two of them.
Angela's been at her twice.
She beat her again.
Robbed her twice.
That's right. So she posted a letter from a girl from Afghanistan at the moment.
Okay.
Which is, you know, sharing like how they feel at the moment.
I respect that. Because if it was, you know, just a selfie.
Yeah,
and you beat in David, I'd be quite frustrated.
Filthy
but I understand that, and I respect what she's done. So no, I'm with you, Angelina. I'm on your team.
Oh, now you're on it.
Now
you're part of the team. Cool.
Still with you, Jen. Love you, Jen.
So I was having a look at some of the records, and I still can't believe that egg. You know the picture of the egg.
Yes.
Still holds the record for most liked Instagram post.
That's just bonkers.
It's got 5 million followers and 53 million likes. Just a photo of an egg.
I do love eggs. You and I, we do discuss daily how much we love eggs.
Did you like that post?
No.
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 Wouldn't have thought so.
Should we add to it?
You know, is it how many people are going to keep going to it? Most people on Instagram goes to Cristiano Ronaldo still.
Okay.
331 million.
It jumps between him and Kylie Jenner was up there at one stage.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez, she's been big up there.
Well, Selena Gomez is still sitting on 254 million, which is weird, isn't it? Because... I mean, obviously talented.
Yes.
One of the Disney kids. She has some great tunes. Love Selena. I really think.
Yes.
I was really hoping her and Justin would end up together. Didn't happen. But what is she doing?
I know.
You know.
Well, she's doing a bit of producing.
That's where the money is, I suppose, isn't it? Because you're getting money back from the movies.
I'm with you though. I wouldn't think she's the world's biggest star to have all the followers.
You know, like what are you following Selena for? What is she offering? Obviously something.
I don't follow it.
Do you follow her? No. I don't really follow anyone.
We're really not on the trend. Yeah,
I don't use
You
it.
Are useless on
social
media.
Media.
For a guy who's supposed to be quite on it as well.
And for all intents and purposes, I am. most watched YouTube video, Despacito, still.
Oh,
That's
what a jam that
billion.
Was.
Wasn't it great?
Despacito.
Okay, you don't need to do that. and then most disliked YouTube video.
Okay, wait, is it
Have a guess. Who do you think it is? I can tell you that Justin Bieber's baby is in there with 10 million dislikes.
I think I know. I reckon I would know what it is.
What is it?
Is it Gangnam Style?
No.
Oh, because that...
You're nowhere near it. Absolutely nowhere. It was the YouTube Rewind 2018. So basically, they spotlighted all the great things that happened on YouTube that year.
And people hated it.
15 million dislikes. No one was liking it at all.
Wonder how they liked last year or this year.
It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock. Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955. All right, Herbie, let's get your thoughts on the daily topic, see where you sit, how you're feeling today.
Always chipper.
Always. Absolutely. It's exhausting sometimes. All righty. Yes. Not dating someone because of their pet.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. I can understand this.
Mm.
Because a lot of people love their pets. Love.
Mm.
Man's best friend. And so if I was to date a guy and he loved his dog, but then the dog didn't like me or, you know, I was allergic.
No.
Well, I think it would cause tension between you before you'd already started. You know, I'm supposed to move in.
Yeah, right. Because you move fast. So a lady's dumped her boyfriend because she heard him swear at the cat.
Oh, see, that's a little different. That's a little different for me.
Because she's a cat owner? Is that what you're saying?
No. I just think if you have an argument with the pet, then that's okay.
Fair enough, yeah.
But if there's issues like allergies and stuff, I understand.
Yeah, for sure. Being calm under pressure.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. I think it's good to be calm under pressure.
Yeah. Are you, though?
It depends on the situation.
Yeah.
Majority of the time, I'm going to say... I don't know if I'd be calm. This is a hard one. I'd react.
Are you calm under pressure or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
No, so, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not.
Yeah, nah, then. So monkeys choke under pressure. We're having a chat about this off air. So just like humans, according to their performance, they basically give them rewards. So they get them to do tasks and then they get a reward at the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
As they increase the reward... The monkeys started to struggle to do the task.
Really?
Yeah, it became harder. Same task.
How do you reckon you go under pressure?
Am I calm? Oh, I'd say I'm okay.
Yeah.
Depends what it is.
This is the thing, isn't it? It's a situational thing.
I mean, if I'm performing surgery that I've never done before,
probably
not feeling good about it. Ladybugs.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. Always bring joy to my face when you see one. Actually, sidebar, when I was in hotel quarantine, it was one of the most exciting days when I was there because your meals get dropped at the door and you don't have any interaction or anything. And then in one of my meals, there was a salad and I opened it and I had a ladybug in it. So I got a friend. And so it was my friend for a day.
What day was that?
I think it was day 9.
Sounds like it was tough, you know? I mean, that does not sound good. A lady shared a photo of what she thought was ladybugs. She's like, how blessed am I? Turns out they were bedbugs.
Oh!
Not so blessed after. Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh.
On K-Rock 955. There was something I read today where I got very excited about. I jumped off my chair, came running into the studio to tell you, Josh, and it was about a hack. Because I thought, this is genius.
How good's this?
This is great. Like, I get to tell Josh a hack. This is going to make his life easier, and he lives for that. And I quickly told you.
Well, life is a struggle,
I said, Josh, guess what you can do if you're boiling hot water and the water's getting too hot and bubbling too close, it's about to overflow the pot.
What can you do?
You can put a wooden spoon over the pot.
Well done.
You just said, yeah.
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 Who doesn't know that?
And I was excited.
Where have you been? Have you never used that one?
No.
Ah.
And this is the thing. You always know. You're a step ahead of me.
Just a little bit older.
But yes.
More engaged in what's going on around me.
I guess. No, very much so. I can't debate that. But I wanted to try something because I found some other hacks.
Yeah.
And I've already said some throughout the show and you've straight away known them.
Well, I knew the dessert one.
Yeah.
With the Nutella.
I said, there was one where if you've got an empty Nutella jar, instead of washing it out, put ice cream in it.
Oh,
brilliant hack.
That sound?
But it annoys me a little bit because I want to know before you know.
All right. So you've tried to find hacks.
That you don't know.
Okay, cool.
So I've got a few here.
Well, now there's pressure on me to know them.
Yeah.
Like, you could be, you've built me up massively. You're about to pull the rug. You know, like that guy on TikTok that's got the things attached to him?
And he the pulls pressure. Out, yes.
That guy. Yeah.
He's good. He's very good. Well, look, I've got some here which I thought are definite easy ones that you should just know.
Here we go.
So I'll just kick it off with, how do you amplify your phone?
Put it in a glass.
Done. Brilliant. Easy way to tie hair up.
Well, I don't know that.
It's pretty much it's a dad hack, though.
All right, I don't know this one.
Don't know it.
No. When would I have used it?
Well, because you might have seen this.
Yeah, okay.
You know, you've got a daughter. You've got to be on top of this. You never know if her hair's going to grow overnight. Rapunzel.
Yeah, potentially.
Oh, you just put your hair with the vacuum. The vacuum will suck it up, have the hair tie around the vacuum, and then slide it over the hair. Genius dad hack.
Well done.
There we go. What about, how do you fix the good old thong if, you know, the little bit?
Oh, bread clip.
Yep.
So if you blow a plugger and you put the bread clip underneath it, yeah.
Good job, Josh. I've always thought it was a bobby pin, but I saw the bread clip today and I'm like,
genius.
Gosh, what is with your brain? How to peel a boiled egg easily? What can you do?
You can use a spoon, or are you talking about putting it under cold water?
No, it's in the boiling process.
Oh, you put, it's not salt, you put in bicarb?
Baking soda, bicarb.
Yeah.
Okay, easy way to pour pancakes?
You can fill up like a tomato sauce.
Yes, you can, Josh. Of course you can. How can you keep a button from falling off?
I don't know.
Put some clear nail polish on top of just the material bit so it won't come loose.
I didn't know that.
There you go. Learning. And this one I thought you might know. It depends, do you iron your own shirt?
I do not iron shirts. Have you seen me in a shirt?
I actually haven't seen, except when we got our photos. Well, this is a good one, which I've learned, because I used to iron all my brother's shirts. If they've got buttons, turn them inside out and iron that way.
Yeah, still not going to do it.
You're not going to? Well, maybe you should just dress up once at work.
Okay. Says the person wearing pyjamas.
Hey, it's my Lionel Richie shirt.
Fresh for the drive home. Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
I want to ask you, 52232955, how bad were the in-laws? Because this story just blows my mind about how rude this mother-in-law is.
It scares me at times to think about my future in-laws, because you hear these horror stories and you go, oh, they pop up too much for me. Like, I just want a nice one.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I'm lucky I get on with, and Kat gets on with my mum too.
Yeah, they're better
almost
pals
too well. Yeah, I don't speak to mum. Speaks to Kat the whole time. Anyway, so this lady's about to get married in November.
Okay.
And so a little while away, but she shared a message or a screenshot of her exchange between her and her to-be mother-in-law to Reddit. So basically she goes, hi, your son's just told me that you've already got a dress for our wedding. Someone's excited for the wedding. We aren't planning on ordering ours until after Christmas. So she's
okay.
Like, well, okay.
Good to be organised.
Well, it's my first son you're marrying. I told my baby that I had a dress and did not purchase one. So she's like, oh, can I have a look at it? And she sends through the dress. This the mother-in-law sends her the dress that she's going to be wearing, and it's her wedding dress from back in the day, from like 30 years ago, that she's going to rock up to the wedding in.
So to her son's wedding, she's going to wear her wedding dress and watch her son marry
another lady.
Oh, my.
In a wedding dress.
Oh, my.
I think that's weird.
That's no. Like, is she going to maybe give it a little bit of a freshen up?
It's quite fluffy down the bottom, too. Like, I'm sure it's going to look nice or come. Like, it would be nice if she gave it to her to wear. Like, it's still quite a nice dress. But I just think, because I understand there's a big thing wearing white. I don't really, white thing doesn't really bother me if it doesn't look like a wedding dress.
Wedding dress, that's the thing. You don't want to be wearing a wedding dress so someone looks and goes, which one's the bride, you know?
But why do you have to, like, why would the mother-in-law, is that like a power move where she's like, I don't really like you and
there's something behind
my son sort of thing?
It's the mother-in-law, it's the in-laws. Like, remember, it's a classic of a show, Everybody Loves Raymond and Marie.
Oh, absolutely.
Hi, Marie. Another dinner, get away from you, dear.
Just a slight jab, isn't it? Like, that's a massive jab, though. Yeah. That's a right hook.
Wedding dress, you're a knockout. KO.
52232955. Now, you can stay anonymous. We don't want to cause any trouble. It could be a past in-law that you had to leave because of them.
I don't think it'd be a current one. But if it is, we'd love to hear from you. How bad are or were the in-laws.
Yeah, give us a call. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock at 955. Good afternoon. I want to know, 52232955, how bad were the in-laws? Did they just not like you?
And you hear a lot of horror stories.
Yeah, this is off the back of a lady who's to be mother-in-law wants to wear her wedding dress from back in the day to their wedding.
No.
Which just seems, it just feel like it's weird.
And I think it's wrong, you know?
Mm.
Don't be
You've
wearing.
You've had your day. Yeah. You know?
Let her shine. This is her day and
her
your
chance.
Son's day.
Exactly.
And how awkward is the photo going to be to start with?
No.
Oh, my.
They'll be like, who's he marrying? You know, which one's the flower girl?
We've had some messages come through at our Facebook page. Steph said, my now ex-mother-in-law, when I was pregnant, I'd never met her at this point, would call me regularly and always inquire about how much weight I'd gain. When I had the baby, she brought her friends over to our house to see the baby, all her friends, unannounced. I was breastfeeding at the time, and then she proceeded to take them on a tour of the messy house and point out how messy it was while I was breastfeeding my child.
Oh, that's ruthless.
You don't need that, do
Jeez,
you?
Just get a grip.
And then,
that's just shocking.
I don't know. I kind of like Jack's in-laws.
Okay.
But he's not a fan of them. Jack has said they were nudists. It was the walking around naked in front of me that was hard to cope with.
Yeah.
I'll never forget my mother-in-law bending over to kill a spider with no clothes on.
Oh, that's a different kind of not life.
Fresh for the drive home, Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Or yesterday, Josh, whenever I opened any of my social media accounts, I would see another post by a friend, by a former co-worker. Just everyone I knew was posting about this Qantas ad. They were putting up the crying emoji. A lot of them put up their faces afterwards and they had all this water in their eyes. They were so upset. And I thought, I've got to check it out. So I listened to the ad.
It's okay. Look, yeah, I'm going to see you soon, okay? Love you.
Is that you, Mum? What's
a younger version of me?
Mum, can we go to Disneyland?
And then basically
it goes through the journey of
people missing out on things because they can't travel.
Yeah. Haven't been able to have an overseas wedding, haven't been able to plan a trip, haven't been able to see loved ones. But then the happy part of it is that if you get vaccinated,
jump on the plane.
This will happen again.
Yeah.
And I have to admit here, I think it's a brilliant ad.
I thought it was good too.
I thought it was amazing. But was it the most emotional ad in the world?
No, that's what I thought because I was desperate to watch it. I was so excited. I was like, yes, I can't wait for a good cry here.
Oh, yeah, and you're the emotional scale. I know how sad something is by asking you, what was your reaction?
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
It's a good ad. Don't get me wrong. Love it.
Message is amazing. Mm. But the tears, the amount of tears I saw on social media last night, I just want to say a little too much because for me, there's been some sadder ads out there that really pull on the heart. Like, there was one I remember of a little boy once who got left and he was crying. Like, those kind of ones that you remember. But then there's some that just really stay with you for life. Like, this WorkSafe ad.
Mrs. Henderson?
Hello.
Is your husband Robert Henderson?
Robbie's at work. Is he okay?
Would you mind if we come inside, please?
Nah. That ad is so sad, isn't it? Well, because the little girl comes to greet them at the door. She's like, Daddy.
She's yelling out, Daddy, but he's not. That one, honestly, I understand.
Tell you what, confronting, but poor.
But that's what you want. You want it to hit you hard. But there's one, there's one ad at the moment, which I know you, Josh, this one is up there on your list.
Yeah, for sure.
And we're putting it down as the saddest ad on Australian TV.
Most emotional, I'd say.
Yeah, great again. Yeah. Great story, great message. Same as Qantas.
Here we go.
But applaud to that.
Mate, your daughter's having a blinder.
What is a blinder?
Love is.
Hey, mate. Wait, mate. Hey.
The greatest fit.
I was.
You're tearing up again.
I love it. I just thought this is such a good ad. And you know what? And as Google, as evil as they are as a company, they've got all our data. Tell you what, they know how to make a good ad.
Done.
That's it.
So Google it is. Qantas will fly again, but you're not sad. You're not sad.
It's definitely not in the top three, I don't think.
It's not in the top 10.
Mm.
It's great. Get vaccinated, though, everyone, so we can fly again.
Fresh for the drive home, Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Welcome, Louis Zacker from the newsroom. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Busiest man in the building, I reckon.
Today's been pretty busy.
You're doing a good job.
Hey, K-Rock website has the latest with the exposure sites too. So if
you're
getting people, lots of people asking, best place to go. It's all there in one spot.
krock.com.au.
We are in here for Cheap Tuesday, though. You're a big movie buff. We love movies. You're trying to put us to the test.
I thought after, a pretty ordinary day, it hasn't been that good of news. Let's go back to the weekend.
Okay.
When Herbie came to work in a bikini, it was that hot. It's almost spring weather.
She's got one underneath. It's just ready to go. Anytime. She's like, if you got a pool.
Yeah.
I do love swimming. I'm ready to dip in anytime.
Spring is the theme.
Spring.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go with movie number one.
Oh, I can't wait
if for you spring. Can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all.
Oh, it's an oldie, isn't it?
Mm. It is an oldie, it's but like, a goodie.
It's like a My Girl or something like that is what's coming to mind.
That
spring, though.
Spring. I don't know. It's not what I'm thinking. I'm thinking Little Rascals.
Little Rascals?
It's not that.
Let's lock that in. Is that it?
No. That's not it, no.
What
was it?
Bambi.
Oh!
That was Thumper.
Sad movie.
I haven't seen it.
Well, the start, Mum dies.
Spoiler.
Wow, you haven't watched it in the last 50 years.
I mean, you're probably not getting around to it. Next one.
It's 68 degrees and there's a 30% chance that it's already raining.
Mean Girls.
Correct.
Gretchen?
Yes.
No, that's not Gretchen.
Isn't it?
No, Gretchen, no. Okay, I'm so sorry. I apologise. She's Fetch. Yeah.
Okay.
All righty.
Anyway, Spingles, great flick.
It is. All right, next one, here we go.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
Oh.
Is it?
Yeah, which one is it?
It's ants.
Yeah.
Has to be ants, 100%.
But like for Bug's Life is very...
Oh, yeah, no, it is Bug's Life.
Is it a Bug's Life? Oh,
it is.
I prefer
Bug's Life.
I prefer Bug's Life.
It's Bug's Life.
Bug's Life.
Yeah, it is Bug's Life.
Yes! Good job, Josh. Well done,
100%.
Team.
I remember watching that just not too long ago, about a year ago.
Yeah. I'm a pretty little butterfly.
Wasn't it good? Yeah.
I love A Bug's Life. Ants, not as good.
Yeah, ants
a lot more
serious.
Ants a lot more. Yeah.
But it's so good. Go and do you know what? Lockdown, put that on the list if you haven't watched it in a while, because it is a ripper.
Louis Zaka, thank you. It is Herbie and Josh driving home on K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home, Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, the world today, we are trying to make it a greener world.
Oh, absolutely.
Renewable energies are a big thing.
Oh, cars.
Oh, look at them. Electric. Boom, boom.
They've all just popped up all of a sudden, haven't they?
It's crazy. And you see all the different bins that we get through the councils now, really trying to do well for the country.
Because you have the purple one down.
We do. We got a purple glass bin. You betcha.
Every month, is it? Every 4 weeks.
Don't fact check me on that one.
That's right.
You might know a little more on that. Not my responsibility. But it turns out that here in Australia, they have been doing something. And when I say they... Not us, but the actual, land itself has been...
The country of Australia.
The country, the actual country has been recycling organic waste for years and years and years to create diamonds. A
kiss. Really?
Yes. This is unbelievable.
Australian diamonds.
Australian diamonds. So new research in Australia is showing that the Earth's deepest diamonds, because they can be found way down below, talking centre of the Earth.
Jeez, that is deep. It's a wild one.
They have found that Earth recycles organic waste over the years. So when it's been on the ground and then it's built up, this is going over from 250 miles below the Earth's surface. And then when it's resurfaced, it is diamonds.
Really?
But originally, it was something else. Isn't that fun?
It's amazing. It is amazing.
It just baffles me, because that means we're not going to run out of diamonds, are we?
Well, and then they're still so expensive.
They are.
Aren't they? I've seen Blood Diamond. I've seen, and that's a horrible movie,
it's
isn't it?
How they get it over there. To tap into.
If it's true,
I've got some other diamond facts which might actually... surprise you, Josh. Okay. So we just went undersea for that one.
Yeah.
We can go actually out of space. Some diamonds may have come from outer space. They believe that the carbonado diamonds, mostly found in Africa, are believed to have been from an asteroid that impacted the Earth approximately 3 billion years ago.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
That's insane, isn't space. It? That they just, but like they're diamonds as well. Like, how they like?
How?
It's just a shiny bit of rock that just out of exactly. all the dirt, that amazing thing pops up, and then they're like, we can make money out of this.
I know. Turns out almost 80% of all diamonds are sold in New York City.
Really?
If you know, you know.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me, does it? You go for a shopping spree, don't you, down there?
People get, they get excited. This one I thought was quite cool. The Chinese used diamond for carving jades, like back in the day.
Really?
Yeah. So the entire jade industry has the diamond to thank for its existence.
Because diamonds are super tough, aren't they?
Yeah, well, you need a diamond to...
Cut a diamond.
Cut a diamond, exactly. And then this one I thought was a bit of a fun one, Josh, because humans can now be made into diamonds. So 18% of the human body is carbon, and after you die, all the other molecules are separated out so that only carbon remains. Then if you put into one of the pressure chambers, heat it up to 1,500 degrees, after a week, you become
if you know, a you know.
Really? There you go.
I don't...
I mean, you know, is that how you want to go, you know?
I mean, if you... Oh, no.
What were you going to say? No, don't.
I'm not even going to go
there.
Yeah,
good.
Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
At the moment, you're sort of going a bit more casual with what you wear.
What are you getting at?
Well, I'm just saying it was a very interesting T-shirt you chose today.
Oh, my Lionel Richie. Hello.
Yeah, it's more the holes in it. And then I just feel like that's one of the ones that you've just...
This is a good T-shirt. It's like, got his face on it. It's Lionel.
There's a lot of giving up vibes about it. You
Joshua.
Josh who?
I was going to say Joshua.
Yeah, that's why I know I'm in trouble. Anyway, you have inspired this week's Who Am I?
Oh, me.
Who am I?
All right, we're doing the offspring of famous people.
Oh, okay, because so, Lionel's got a couple of kids.
Yeah, he's got a couple.
He's got three, I'm pretty sure.
Two famous ones.
And he's got a son too.
What's
so,
he do?
Don't know, but you've got Nicole.
Nicole.
And then
one.
Sophia.
Sophia Richie as well, the model.
Nicole's the biggest.
Basically, I'm going to give you clues as to who this person is. You have to tell me. We're going to be quick. It's rapid. It's 10 celebrities.
Yep.
We get 1 minute to do it. Are you ready, Herbs?
So this is the parent.
No, it's the child.
It's the child. Oh,
yeah,
my
yeah,
giddy
yeah.
Up.
We're going for the child. We're going
for
the child.
Oh, wait. Let me just put some thoughts in my noggin. Okay, I'm ready. I'm not going to get this. Come on, Herbs.
So we want to. So for instance, I would be like she was on Simple Life.
Nicole Richie.
There you go. Right, cool.
We should have kept that as one.
Just, yep, we should have done it, but we're not. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. She's in 50 Shades of Grey.
I haven't seen it.
The main actress, though. She's dating Coldplay's Chris Martin.
Past.
Or 10 Things... How to Make a Joke. No, nah, sorry. Move on to the next one. Just broke the record for Instagram likes.
Angelina Jolie.
Correct. She's got that website, Goop.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Dad sang a really famous song in the air tonight. She's in a few movies.
No, pass.
Next one. Married to Justin.
Hailey Bieber. Baldwin.
Zoolander.
Stiller. Ben Stiller.
Mum was a Spice Girl.
Mum was a Spice Girl?
Yeah.
Mel B.
No.
Sporty Spice. Oh, Posh.
No, the mum was... His mum was...
Yeah. Oh, Beckham.
Yeah, Brooklyn Beckham. Two and a Half Men.
Charlie Sheen.
Rob Schneider's daughter.
Oh, I know her.
Al King.
Yeah.
So I couldn't get it out. So Dakota Johnson was the first
Dakota
one.
Dakota Johnson.
I couldn't get it out. So
that's
it's
okay.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Was Kate Hudson.
Oh, yes.
So, was there any others that we missed? Oh, Lily Collins as well.
Do you know what? We came home strong. So let's
end on a high. That was a hard one, to be honest. Especially because you couldn't work out we wanted the...
the dad or the kid.
The kid, yeah.
Yeah, my bad.
Even though we talked about it.
Are we saying Rob Schneider's daughter's that big? Like, is he that big?
Rob Schneider's pretty big.
He's big.
He's a hot chick.
He's in
Al King, X's and O's. What do you say?
Just one song.
Just because you're bad at the game.
Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
An industry which has really expanded over the years, a lot of branches coming off it these days in 2021, is the milk industry. And I say branches because most of the milks out there aren't actually related to your stock standard moo cow
milk. Yeah, right.
you know?
It's almost a different plant altogether.
Exactly.
It's not really on that tree.
That's I only put it in that category because
it's got milk in it.
They say milk on the label, which I know can anger many people who are lovers of your everyday milk.
So under the umbrella.
Almost. Under the umbrella.
I like it.
Yeah, exactly. So we are talking about your almond milk, you've got soy milk, you've got
oat milk. Where did that come from? Because that is massive now.
It's huge. I read an article yesterday and the headline said, if you drink almond milk anymore, you're done. Oat milk is the new thing.
Oh, jeez.
Is it a trend? Don't people just drink the milk they like?
I just still go the full cream.
That's you. You're a stock standard man. I tend to just go with whatever the other person's ordered.
Yeah, nice.
But I won't lie. I kind of like the oat at the moment.
Really?
Yeah. Don't really love almond.
Is it creamy?
It's creamier. That's why. Like, I've had almond, but I'm like, it doesn't do it for me. And then soy, it's not bad. It's not bad either. It's more creamy for me.
Yeah. I just, as I said, full cream is the way to go.
See, well, I'm hoping to expand your taste buds right now because there's a Swedish brand called Doug, D-U-G.
Love it.
And they have just released a new plant-based milk.
Of course.
Now, the substance behind them isn't a nut. It is actually potatoes.
Potato.
It's potato milk.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know how I feel about it, but I like that they're, again, adding to the tree. That is the milk tree.
Potato. I just, you know, it doesn't really sound like something I'm putting in my coffee.
No.
Potato milk.
Yeah. Can I just get a potato cap, thanks? Extra sugar?
You know, depends how it's made. That's the thing.
Well, this thing, they go into detail about how it's made, and it does use a lot of water. Not as much as almond milk, though. So they say they are a better substitute if you are trying to do better for the environment. They also add a few little extra yummies, you could say. So rapeseed oil, there's a bit of fiber, fructose, pea protein in there. But to me, it doesn't sound like they're adding too much.
Okay.
And so when I read this, I thought, I could do this at home. I have got a potato, I've got a Nutribullet, water's accessible, and Josh needs to try this because, you know.
Who else?
Well, exactly.
You know, you couldn't try it.
Oh, why would I? Why would I?
You've got your oat milk.
Yeah. It's time for you to expand those taste buds.
All right.
Because you said it. You're not into the other milks. But
no,
maybe this
so why would I like to have potato milk?
Because maybe
which
this
isn't
is
even
the time
potato
to change.
Milk. It's something you blended up.
No.
Did you boil it?
Why would you boil the potato?
It says to boil the potato. I've read the ingredients.
Josh.
Boil the potato.
No, it was soft enough. I've got warm hands, so my hands helped it.
Your hands
soften
up. Did
they? Now,
did you add the honey or maple syrup?
No, I thought let's go raw.
The recipe.
No, let's go raw. Oh,
it smells like dirt, Herbie.
Yeah, just have a little sip. It actually does smell like dirt. I can concur with you. It smells.
What colour potato is it? Because it's is this just dirt?
No,
is this one of those things that you're like, ah, ha, ha, ha.
No,
yeah, it's this.
It's not.
Oh, God.
It's not. Or is it? Oh, he's had it. Oh, no. He's walked off. Oh, no. Oh, no. Josh, I can't push the button from over here.
That is cruel. What is that? Is that actually potato?
That's potato.
Oh,
mate, you've had worse stuff go in your mouth. Like, so. Please.
I hope not. That is literally dirt.
That's not dirt. It's potato and water.
Well, it's no good, is what it is. It's Herbie and Josh.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.